somos.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to church. Good to see everybody this morning.
Amen.
How about this beautiful weather we have?
Amen.
Isn't it great? The Lord's good to us, isn't he? Let's sing our favorite song here. We need revival. Everybody ready? There was a time when the Spirit of God moved.
Take our hymn books and turn to page number 230, Heavenly Sunlight. Page number 230. And when you get there, please stand.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey
said I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. Number two, shadows around me, shadows above me, never can fill my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is my number three. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this morning, Lord, to come to your house again, Lord. And I do pray for the ones that are sick and couldn't make it here, Lord, for any reason, Lord, that you'd help them, Lord. And, whether it be a physical ailment, Lord, or a spiritual ailment, Lord, I pray you to restore them back to full health, Lord.
Right.
We love you, and we do expect you to do great and mighty things today in our hearts, Lord. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Appreciate everyone coming today. Do want to thank everyone for their faithfulness last week. I hope that you're planning on being faithful this week. Amen. And God would really work and speak through the preaching of his word. And listen, God's not done. Amen. You say, preacher, how are you so sure of that? Because we're still here.
That's right.
Amen. And so God's not done and still desires to have a closer walk. I was think of James chapter number 4. And of course, we always like to say, draw nigh unto him and he'll draw nigh unto us. And that's usually where we cut it off. But the rest of that verse is, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Right.
You see, there is some conditions that comes with us
right.
Drawing nigh.
Right.
And as I look at this, and I'm not trying to run a rabbit here or preach, but how many have heard about the social app of Parler? Anyone ever heard of Parler? Anyone up to date with what they're doing right now, what our government's doing?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that freedom of speech? Now listen, what's happened is a lot of folks have left Facebook and Instagram and Twitter because of the very left-wing liberal social media guarded whatever the government says is okay. Now keep in mind, YouTube just as much, amen, but keep in mind that we have freedom of speech. Freedom of speech in America means that they have the freedom to burn the flag. Freedom of speech in America means that they can take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance. Freedom of speech in America means that they can curse our God. Freedom of speech in America means that you can't say anything against what they want. I'm just being honest. Now you say, preacher, what do we do? I mean, we just seen Wednesday, and listen, I hate that five people died Wednesday. I know that the police officer didn't die till later, and you can media definitely controls a lot of what we know and what we don't know, but I do know that the police officer that died, for there to be no violence, he was bashed in the head with a fire extinguisher. So you go ahead and say that's not violence.
Yeah.
It's not called for.
Right.
You look at what's going on. That's other countries that do that, not America.
Right.
You really want to make a difference, this is how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
By living for the Lord.
You're right.
Sometimes silence is the best and loudest heard that we can ever say. Say, preacher, what are you getting at? Well, let me give you an example. I wonder if Anheuser-Busch would go under if Christians quit drinking.
Yeah.
I use that term very loosely because truthfully, Christian means Christ-like.
Yes, sir.
And there's a whole lot that would, the only way that you know is because they put that they are on Facebook with a thumbs up for Jesus.
Yeah.
They don't have any life whatsoever. But I wonder, how many clothing stores would go out of business if we quit buying unmodest clothes? You say, preacher, what am I going to do? Well, when I pass the section there in Walmart, they still sell material, they still sell patterns, and they still sell sewing machines. And now you're going to go, well, preacher, you don't understand how hard that is and how much work that takes. And so we'll only be modest if it's convenient. Hold on. I'm going to get a whole lot of folks mad. I wonder how many restaurants would shut down if we quit going to those that look like a bar.
Yeah.
I wonder how many places would stop having business if they didn't stop having the music in it that they do. Listen, what's wrong with the Christians standing up? I'm talking about the real ones.
Yes.
It's time for the real Christians to stand up and act like it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be associated with it. What's the Bible has something to, oh yeah, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. I don't need to go to Washington to protest. I don't need to come down here and talk to the mayor and march around City Hall. No, what I need to do is just start living for the Lord.
Amen.
You may be the only Bible that someone ever reads. And it's time, it's a high time. We just looked at this the other day. I guarantee you Noah's wife was modest. I guarantee you that Noah's wife didn't go and make it. And I know you're going to say, well, I know after the flood Noah did. Now listen to me. There's things that changed after the flood.
Yeah.
It was a whole different environment. Notice the ages of people, how they begin to decrease. And we could go on. I could give you a long lecture from Kent Hovind and give you what's happened to the carbon and how everything's changed. But listen, they weren't drunkards. Didn't even dabble in it.
Yeah.
Amen. It'd do us good if we'd just come to that place where we want to make a difference.
Yes, sir.
You know, Trump always said that he wanted to make America great. And may I tell you, he's a liar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
He's a liar because you can't make America great without God.
Amen.
And not any time is any politician really desired to stand with God. They desired to stand with votes. And you say, preacher, that just quenched the service. Well, if that quenched the service, my dear friend, something's wrong anyway. Amen. And so I do ask you to make a difference as well. I want another week of revival. Amen. We need another week. You say, preacher, what about that? We have a very conservative doctor in Statesboro, and they've quit seeing any patients live because of the increase of the virus right now in Bullock County. It is going like wildfire because everyone's turned a blind eye and said it's not real and it's not going to affect me. Miss Kathy, it's real. Amen. And it is real. I'm not telling you to have fear of it, but I am telling you to use the gray matter that God put between your ears.
Amen.
And, I appreciate everyone coming in, coming to your pews, getting to your, I hate to say we have assigned seats. Sister Duke, do they still have assigned seats in school?
Yes.
Amen. Hey, they did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Amen. You had an assigned seat. You went to that seat. Why? It was your seat. Amen. That means that if the other kids were drooling in your seat, they were wrong. So you should be praising the Lord. Brother Stephen, I guarantee you, I haven't let Brother Richard go over there and be a mouth breather in your area. Amen. Amen. And so what I'm getting at is I want us to have a 2-week revival.
Amen.
And I don't want us to have to shut down after. Amen. And with that, do pray for Brother Jackie and them. He texted me this morning, said that they're not feeling well, so they're all staying at home, which is exactly what needs to happen. Amen. If one person's sick in the family, please stay home. And we'll put it online, and praise the Lord, it's still going. And we've got it on YouTube live, and it'll make a difference. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Now, we've got 3 birthdays this week. Sister Dustin is the cake that's on the 12th. Amen. You say, preacher, why is she the cake? Because I needed to confirm it with Brother Jackie, and I forgot to put it in once we, last Sunday was crazy. Amen. And so I forgot to put it on there, but I knew that cake was hers. Amen. And Miss Kathy, she's been keeping it a secret. Today is her birthday. Amen. And Brother Johnny's birthday then is the cake with his name. See, I got better with time. Amen. So by Thursday, I had everything right. Brother Johnny's birthday is Thursday. And so we need to sing happy birthday. And I know that we only have one in the house, but we're going to sing to all of them because, Lord willing, Brother Johnny will get the CD and he'll get a kick out of this as well. So let's sing happy birthday to all of them, and then we'll get going here. Here we go. Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday to y'all. Happy birthday. God bless y'all. Happy birthday to y'all. Amen. All right, Brother James, you got a song?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I think it's in the front of our books. It isn't mine, anyway. And I don't even have a title on it, but it's the title's been cut off on mine, but for making the sun to shine.
Just want to thank you, Lord. Is that it?
Yeah, mine's cut off.
I'm not telling you Brother James out of order. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah.
It's
well, you know, mine is special. So.
You said it, brother. You said.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you probably what it is, Brother Jeff. He's about blew up his copier trying to get mine big enough where I can read it.
Yes.
And so, in the process, the title got cut off. It don't count anyway. We're making the sun to shine.
For making the sun to shine, putting the star in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue, thank you, Lord. For the sparrow that sings, it makes sweet melody, the birds that bloom, the rain and the snow, thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, making me whole. Thank you. To eat, thank you, Lord, for this church where worship and pray, for the freedom we have today. The sweet spirit I feel, presence so real, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to being afraid. cannot stand. Thank you, Lord, for giving your life for me on that old cross of Calvary. Lord, take my place in mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I told you I need a giant print. Don't make a giant mistake.
I got a super giant print Bible. I didn't have a forklift today. I didn't bring it.
But you know, I still don't have to wear glasses. Thank the Lord. You know, I have glaucoma. Those that don't know, I have glaucoma, which is a eventually you lose your vision. Probably when I get older.
When you get older?
But you know, I'm so thankful that I can still read and I can do my songs and stuff. And I don't have to have glasses. I do this here because this book, the print is so small. But I'm blessed. I don't have to have glasses. When they check my vision at the doctor, I go very regularly to get my eyes checked. He says I have 20/20 vision.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And even if he didn't ask the way we wanted him to, he'd still be good.
Right.
Amen. He gave his life for me, so that's good enough for me. Amen. Let's take our hymn books and turn to page number 44. Page number 44. We'll work till Jesus comes. Talking about how to be the loudest as we continue to do the Lord's work.
That's right.
Page number 44 in the hymn books, and let's stand when we get there, please.
Oh, land of rest for the eyes, I when will the moment come when I shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace. Shall roam with him, I'll brave this chilling tide and reach my heavenly home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know. I was talking to Jonathan this morning before I had prayed with him. Every Sunday morning I call him, talk with him a little bit, and we pray, and then he goes on, and he's going to preach at his, and then we're going to have service here. But I told him, I said, I don't guarantee we're going to have a 2022.
That's right.
I don't know that we're going to make it through 2021, and it's not because of all that's going on, but it's because it might just be time to go home.
That's right.
Amen. I truly believe at any moment Jesus can come back and get us. Amen. I do want to be found working for Him.
Amen.
I want to be found faithful for Him. Amen.
That's right.
You know, everyone, if you was to ask Him, everyone wants to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Yeah. But may I tell you that not everyone's going to hear that.
You're right.
Not everyone's going to hear that, and we know that He's not a liar.
Amen.
That's right.
And you realize that well done either means that you're well done or you're not.
Yeah.
Amen. I want my steak to be rare, but I want to be a well done servant.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
All right,
brother.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now's that stay. Humble your heart to God, save from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Love is so many cold, losing their home of gold. Listen, God's word is told, evils abound. When these signs come to pass, nearing the end at last, it will come very fast, trumpets will sound. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore, free from all care. Rising up in the sky, telling the world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly, glory to share. Jesus coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom, trumpets will sound. All the dead shall rise, righteous meet in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Looking forward to that day. Amen. You may be seated. Amen.
I looked down at my watch and said, I really don't care. God put that on my heart. We're going to sing it. Amen. And, Amen. All right, y'all got a song for us. Amen.
Oh, I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for, you see. He's been so good to me. When I look around and see the good things He has done for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings He freely gives, I owe my whole life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got So much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for, you see. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes along the way I'll stop and just have to say thank you, Lord, for all you've given me. My family, my church, my health, the riches of salvation's wealth. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for, you see. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen. Sister Pam's coming up to sing. Sister Hope is still in the hospital today. Her infection is gone, so that's a blessing. But she's having severe pain, still having some issues going on. They don't know what it is. They're doing some tests. Just spoke with Brother Russell this morning. And so do keep them in prayer. Of course, Brother Russell and Sister Hope are, you know, hate that they're not able to be here. He's definitely, last week when he had texted or when I had found everything out through that, I told him, I said, don't worry about it. We're going to be on YouTube. So hopefully they'll at least be able to get the services. Amen. But do pray for them in this time that God would encourage through it. Amen.
Sometimes I think I'm in control. And I act so foolishly, facing problems on my own. I don't know what's best for me. My mistakes at times disturb all the plans you have made. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. And put me where you want to, not where I want to be. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your, so I won't be in your way. Remind me, Lord, I'm just a glove in which you place your hand. Not my will, but yours be done, though I don't understand. The best laid plans I've made somehow always go astray. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. And put me where you want to, not where I want. If I should ask for things I want, just give me what I need. When I complain from time to time, forgive me, Lord, I pray. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way. I need you, dear Lord, each and every single day, to keep me in your will. So I won't be in your way. Lord, keep me in your will, so I won't be in your way.
We have this old flesh doesn't want to stay in the will of God. Amen. Yeah. Brother, you ready?
Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a joy it is to be here again this morning. In a way, I got to admit, a little sadness has come into my heart. We got up this morning, we left, and coming over here, and we was talking about the revival and how we enjoyed it and how it flies by. And I was driving and got to thinking, yeah, it has. This will be our last Sunday with you folks. And it could be our very last Sunday with you folks. A few weeks ago, I wasn't sure we'd have this time. Last year could have been the last one, but praise the Lord, it wasn't. Amen. Amen. And God's given us another 2 weeks together. Right. Isn't that glorious? Yeah. And now 1 week is come and gone.
Right.
And really, I'll tell you this, I can't prove nothing, but this week has been the longer of the 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It really has. Yeah, right. It will be. It'll be the longer of the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Getting started and getting going. I mean, aren't you kind of, be honest, I mean, I'm the preacher, but aren't you a little more relaxed today than you were last Sunday?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Amen. We've already got in this groove of coming.
Yeah.
We groovy.
That's right.
Amen. We've gotten this groove of coming now, and it's no big deal.
Right.
I mean, Thursday night, I had no problem coming and being in the service. Friday night, I'm in the groove. Amen. I'm not able to groove fast, but I can groove. Amen. And so we're in the groove, and the sad thing is it's got us in that motion now, and we're heading in that direction, and it's going to click, 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 and it's going to be over with. Be our last opportunity. And it could be the very final time you and I get to see each other down here on this earth. And even if we don't die, if the rapture doesn't happen, it could be that we still don't get to see each other down here on earth next year. We don't know when it's going to be. It's going to be kind of sad, except we know the rapture is still going to take place. It may not today, nor tomorrow, nor next year. But the rapture is going to happen. Jesus has given us His word that He's coming back. He's not just coming back, but He says He's coming back for us. Can I say something real quick? Hallelujah. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, we're looking for Him, but it could be the final time. I mean, it could be the very last time, Brother Jeff, that we shake hands. I've enjoyed these, 9, 10 years. I've enjoyed these years of coming and fellowshipping with y'all. I'm going to tell you something. I miss a lot of things. I didn't miss eating. And what I mean by that is, I hadn't missed that. I went ahead and done it. Amen. I didn't miss out on it at all. Amen. I went ahead and eat without y'all. But I have missed the fellowship time in the fellowship hall around the meal. I've missed that. Now, like I said, I went ahead and ate. I'm not hurting. Okay? I'm not pleading for just one crumb from your table. Amen. No, I am a crumb from your table. And it's been good. But I miss that. I'm going to be honest with you. I miss just you walking in and me just hugging your neck. And I don't know who to shake hands with and who not. Some of y'all do and some of you don't. Now, I don't know which ones, and I don't want to be offensive. And if I should shake your hand, please tell me, shake my hand. Okay? And if you don't want me to, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Amen. And but you know, I do miss it. I miss the hugs. I miss the shaking the hand. I just like the personal contact. Amen. I like that. Amen. And I miss all that. We don't get to do that. We did do it, didn't we? Didn't we? That final time came. Amen. I miss all of that. Do you know one day the final day is coming where it will be the last invitation given? God is going to give us one last call. I do not know when that is. I don't know if it's today, if it's going to be tonight, one night this next week, one day this next week. I don't know when it's going to be, but I do know there's a final time when the Lord is going to say, come. And when that time comes, there will be not one more time of invitation. One day God's going to close the service for the final time down here. Now I know what's coming. I'm having a hard time fighting and holding that back because I want to shout because I know what's coming. But I want to put the emphasis this morning on the last call. The last call. It's going to happen, folks. Folks, if you're listening today, you didn't get to come to the service, you better pay attention, not to me, but to the fact of the Word of God, and the Word of God promises us that there's going to be that final call. In your Bible, in the book of Revelation, my friend, if you'll turn there, in the book of Revelation, and chapter number 22, and verse number 17. Well, let's start with verse number 16. Revelation chapter number 22, and verse number 16. When you find that, if you'll stand with us, we'll read it. We'll see what God's got for us this morning. Again, I've enjoyed the song service, the singing, the congregation. I like congregational singing. Amen. I really do. And I enjoy specials. Amen. I like the specials where folks that sing for the Lord, they got a special for us. Amen. And they practice and they get ready. You know, instead of standing up saying, well, we didn't get to practice this week and last week and the week before and a month ago, we didn't get to promise. But you don't listen to the way I sing this song. You just listen to the words. Now listen to me. How can I listen to the words if I don't pay attention to how you sing it? It does matter. Amen. But I enjoyed the special music. I enjoyed all. But my friend, the best part of the whole service is the preaching. Whether I'm doing it or anyone else is doing it, that's not important so much as preaching the Word of God. And this could be our final time. And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 22, verse number 16, I, Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, amen? He says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am, Jesus still speaking, he says, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The Lord is identifying himself, letting us know who's about to make a very bold statement. Amen. I mean, no, there's no need in arguing with this statement, my friend, because the Lord has already made it. Right. It's been made, and according to the scriptures in Psalms chapter 119 and verse number 89, it has already been settled forever in heaven. Amen? Amen. And so here is his final invitation, his final call. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Right. Now after that, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 verses left. And that's the end of, I started to say the Word of God. Praise God, it'll never end. Amen. But it is the end of the book.
Right. Right.
Amen. There's much more that God has done, he tells us,
yeah,
than just these things. Amen. But that is the end of the book, so to speak.
Right.
In other words, when we read verse number 17, we're reading the final call.
Yes.
No other invitation will be given.
Right.
God will not make exceptions.
Right. Right.
Well, Lord, I didn't know that was the last time. I thought you would give me another. Surely, you ought to be fair and just.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
That's the reason he's given us a final call.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
One day, whether it be a day I do it or not, one day someone will read this verse.
Yes.
That will be the last call.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
My friend, if you have not made preparations for that time, you better today.
Yes.
Because there will be no warning. Well,
right.
God doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
God does,
yes,
work
does
that way.
Yes, he does.
And there will be, he says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment.
Yes.
Everybody's going to die. I mean, God has promised. Do you know anyone that's 200 years old? You know why? Because we die. I don't know anyone that's 150. I've known some folks that's 101, maybe 102. But beyond that, I've not known. Have you? 105, 110. Do you know anybody? You know why? Because the Scripture says, from the Word of God, from the book of Hebrews, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And it does, amen. It tells us that. He tells us that it has been appointed unto men once to die. God's made that promise to us. We're going to die. And He is a faithful and just God. And He's given us bountiful times, I mean many, many times, to either get saved, or if we are saved, that song a while ago we sang, and I know things have been said already about it, but we'll work till Jesus come. Some of us haven't been working. We don't. Some of us, if we paid attention to that song, we wouldn't like it because it makes us a liar. We're singing, we'll work till Jesus comes, and we're not working. What does that make us? A liar. We would call somebody else a liar if they lied, wouldn't he? Well, isn't that what we are? If we lie, we're a liar. Amen. And we better be careful, because the Bible tells us that a liar will have no part in heaven. You say, well, I don't like your preaching. Has nothing to do with that. Amen. You don't have to like me. Hey, they didn't like Stephen. They stoned him to death. Amen. I'm ready to go. I just seem to leave here with a knot on my head as not. Amen. I mean, really. But we need to be ready for this day. And if you're not saved, today's your day to make sure. And if you're saved, Today's a day to say, dear Lord, I haven't been working. I've been a liar all these years, or just this last month maybe. I don't know how long it's been, but I've been a liar because I haven't been working, Lord. And I've been called to a work. When I got saved, I was called to work. You say, but I'm not a preacher. I didn't say that. I said we were called to a work. It might be to preach. It might be to sing. It might be to play. My friend, it might be to come and sit on the pew and holler, amen. It might be to sit there and just look pretty. Maybe nobody here has had that calling, but there's an opportunity, amen. I'll tell you this, if you'll work till Jesus comes, you'll be pretty. Amen. But the final call is a-coming. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. Lord, we've tried to work. Now, Lord, I know it's not by my works that I'm going to heaven, but it's by your righteousness. But Lord, I hope I've worked for you. God, I think I have, and I look, and God, I try to judge myself and realize that I do come up short. God, I want to be a worker. I don't want to hitchhike to heaven. I don't want to be a bum going to heaven. I want to be a worker because I am saved. I've been born again. My sins are under the blood. Lord, all these, my name is written in heaven. And Lord, I'm going because of the promise you've made, not because of my promise. Lord, I thank you for that assurance you've given me that, Lord, I am saved. But Lord, I don't know about my faithfulness and my works. I know I'm still going to heaven. That doesn't affect that at all as far as that. But Lord, I know also you tell us that we're going to be judged according to everything we do. God, would you help us to be that servant that is faithful and worked? God, help us today. Help that person today that's listening either here in person or there on the airwaves. Lord, help them to realize if they're not saved that, God, they need you. Lord, without you, they're going to go to hell. They don't even have to believe or not believe. Lord, they're still going to hell. Lord, it doesn't matter how much faith they have in that or how little, they're still going to hell. Lord, help us to realize today, help that person to realize today they need to trust you as their Savior. Lord, they don't have to go to hell. A lot of times, Father, I know people hear us as we talk about this, and when we say if you're not saved you go to hell, they think we put them in hell. And Lord, it's not us. And Lord, we're not judging because we say that. We're judging because your word teaches that. We're repeating what you've told us. Lord, help us this morning. Help that person today. Help that person that's listening, and why they would be listening and not believing, I don't know. But Lord, I know it could happen, for I listened before I got saved. And Lord, if they're listening today, help them this morning to just look to you and say, dear God, I'm seeking you. If you're real, I want you to show me. And God, you will. You've told us that you would. Lord, help us today. Help that person today that doesn't know you but wants to. Help them, dear Lord, to come to you and believe. Help us preach this morning, Father. We need your help. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here in Revelation. Jesus is speaking. I'll be honest with you. I've preached verse number 17 many times in a little bit of slants, different ways, you know, and all of that. When I would preach in this particular scripture, I've never really read verse number 16 before I preach it. But I was sitting over there a while ago, and I was getting ready to get up and read verse number 17 and preach to you. And boy, I read verse number 16. I've read it before. But it's like it grabbed me and said, read me too. Amen. I'm serious. And I read it again, and I read it again, and I just kept reading. I was listening to the specials, amen. But I couldn't get away from reading verse number 16. I just kept reading. I said, you know, Lord, you introduced verse number 17. Yeah. I mean, I didn't do that. He did. Amen. He introduced it by introducing himself as to who it is speaking. It ought to be pretty clear this morning, this is not coming from Danny Long.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Why? Because he said, I, Jesus. Amen. Don't you love it? God's got a way with words. Well, we talk about good writers. They're a good writer. They're a good... No one has ever come up to what Jesus is. I mean, his word, my friend, listen, as we read it, it is written down. This is the words of Christ. Amen. I mean, God's holy word. And as we read it, he says there, I, Jesus. I like it. Amen. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. What things? The things prior to this. Amen. But he's also going to make this announcement in verse number 17. And the Spirit. We'll get to thinking about that last call. The Spirit of God is going to call one more time. One more time. One more time. Until that final time comes. Aren't we blessed? Well, I remember back, I went to church on a Wednesday night. I went in, and I've given you my testimony, but I went in to sit by a girl. That's the reason I went to church. Amen. There's one of them old girls. Amen. Praise God, she's a good Christian young lady. And you know where, for me to be with her, you know where I had to be? In church.
Yeah.
Amen. Young ladies? Young ladies? Yeah, we got two D's. Young ladies, listen to me very carefully. If you want a good godly husband, and surely you do, because others are just trouble. If you want a good godly husband, you stay in church, God will bring you one. I don't care if you get 29 years old. God will still bring you one. If he wants you to have one, if he doesn't want you to have one, you better not want one. Because if you do, you're in trouble. You're going to have trouble, trouble. They're going to break your heart. They're going to tear your heart out and spit in your face when they do it and laugh at you the whole time.
Right.
Amen. Got three D's. I'm sorry. I apologize. I couldn't make it out. You and your mom, I started to say two back there, but I guess not. Unless that's your dad you're sitting by there, brother. Isn't God good? I mean, listen. The Holy Spirit of God calls. I went that Wednesday night to sit by that young girl, and I sat there, and my mind was thinking about when this thing is over. I didn't call it a service, amen. When this thing's over, we're going to the Dairy Queen. That used to be the young people's hangout, the Dairy Queen, amen. We had a Dairy Queen, and about 2 miles down the road on the other side of town, we had a Dairy Delight. And so we would ride around the parking lot of the Dairy Queen, head back down over, and ride around the parking lot of the Dairy Delight. And we circled those places. Oh, it's good. It's dumber than dumb now that I think about it. But we had a hallelujah. We thought that was something. They call it cruising. Amen. We'd cruise the Dairy Delight and the Dairy Queen. I mean, we did all kinds of things. But we had a good time. We did those things, my friend. That's what I was thinking of when that girl, as I was sitting by her, that preacher was up there preaching, and I'd keep thinking about that. And every once in a while, things he said about heaven and about hell would catch my hearing, and I'd listen just for a brief moment, and then I'd quickly change my listening. Amen. I'd change stations.
Sure.
You know why? The Word of God was pricking my heart. I was getting uncomfortable sitting there. The more I listened to that preacher, the more I felt uncomfortable. I found out something about church. You don't go to church to have it your way. That's Burger King. We got a lot of Burger King Christians. They go to church, they want it their way. Amen. And I sat there, and then as the service grew on into it, my friend, and they did not get in a hurry. They never got in a hurry. The preacher didn't get in a hurry. The song leader didn't get in a hurry. We sang and we sang and we sang. Folks would even jump up and testify. I mean, and the preacher just preached till God got through.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't preach because somebody was sitting back there going,
right.
Amen. Preached because God was preaching through him. Amen. And we sat there and listened to all of that. I remember that very well, my friend. But I remember also, as the invitation was given, I decided I didn't want anything to do with any of this.
Yeah.
And when I leave and get out of here, I am not coming back. Amen. I mean, you know what God did? I mean, here I'm saying what I'm going to do and what's going to happen. And God said, you'll be back tomorrow night. Though I said, I'm not coming back tomorrow night. God said, you'll be back tomorrow night. And the next night, though I made plans all during that day, I thought I had to make plans so I couldn't go. I didn't need an excuse to not go. I wasn't a member of that church. I wasn't even pretending to be a Christian or anything. I didn't need an excuse. But for my own benefit, see, God had pricked me in my heart. The Holy Spirit of God was saying, come. When He speaks, E.F. Hutton will listen. Amen. Young people don't know who that is. Amen. But everybody, when God speaks, they'll listen. It may be too late, but they'll listen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Spirit says, come. That next night I went in, and you know what God did? Listen to me. God not only brought me back to church that night, but with His loving kindness, He spoke to me one more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I can't prove this. I believe that was my last night. I believe it was my final invitation. I really do. Because of the way things were set up, the way God did things, it don't really matter. I just know this, God gave me that opportunity.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
He spoke to me. I'm so glad the Holy Spirit said, come.
Yes.
And here in the Word of God, the Bible says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. First it says, and the Spirit says, come.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The Holy Ghost of God pricks our hearts, speaks to us. If we don't listen and we get really far out from God, my friend, He'll quit pricking our hearts and He'll cut us to the heart. And we'll probably respond like they did, my friend, in Stephen's day when they stoned him to death. Amen? That's probably the way. That's the reason we see folks reacting the way they do today to the Word of God. They'll cuss you. You try to witness to them. They don't mind cussing you out. They don't mind telling you right quick, I don't believe in God. You know why they're that way? Because they've been cut to the heart.
Yes. Yeah.
And it hurts. And the only way the flesh responds to hurt, stop and think about it. Oh!
Yeah.
It's to withdraw.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you, that's a dangerous thing, isn't
it?
It is a dangerous thing. But the Spirit said, I praise the Lord that God allows the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us.
Yeah.
And whether it be one time, two times, 10 times, 20 times, 2,000 times, that's God's business.
Right.
But we have this assurance. The Holy Spirit will speak to us.
Yes.
Until one final time. Whether it be in life or in death,
right,
it'll be cut off.
Right.
But I noticed something else about this scripture in verse number 17. He says, and the bride,
yes,
say come.
Yes.
The bride is speaking. Who is the bride here? The church.
Yes.
I mean, you read your Bible, you study your Bible, and even the Lord tells us it's the church. Amen.
Yes.
And the church says, come. Amen? Isn't it awesome that we go to church? You know, again, I go back to the night. The best illustration I use is the personal one.
Sure.
And I go back to that first night. And you know what the church was doing? They were saying, come.
Yeah.
When the song leader would say, turn to page 127 or whatever number it would say, when he was saying that, you know what he was doing? He was saying to me, come.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, folks, when they sung another song, you know what the church was still saying to me? Come. They were doing things that they felt like they needed to do in order to entice me, if you will, to come.
Sure.
Amen. They wanted me to answer that call with a positive,
right, yeah,
of coming. Amen.
Amen.
The church. Isn't that what we do?
Yeah.
Doesn't it thrill our heart when somebody gets saved?
Yes.
We feel like we've got a little part in it, and amen, we do. Because we're the church of the living God.
Right.
And God calls us. I mean, He purposely called us to be a witness.
Right.
To the even to the uttermost parts of the world. We're to be a witness.
Yes.
Amen. What is that? We're saying, come. You support missionaries.
Right.
You send them that support check, my friend. What you're doing, you're enabling them to be your mouthpiece yonder in another country and say, come. Because that's what they're there for.
Right.
They're there trying to win souls. While listen to me, while we're here trying to win souls.
Right. Right.
Amen? Amen? Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Aren't we blessed?
Yeah.
I mean, the Spirit says come. The church says come. All of a sudden we've come, and now we're saying come. Now we're the doers.
Yeah.
Now we're the workers till Jesus comes. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, isn't that awesome? Yeah. That God starts with a nothing, with a sinner lost and on the road to hell, and all of a sudden he's got a servant that's serving with his heart.
Amen.
Not just serving, but serving with his heart.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The bride says, come. Praise the Lord. We're the bride of Christ,
right.
And God gives us the privilege, my friend, to meet here, to try to... Folks, it's easier to focus on God here, on His will here in the church, the literal building of the church. Amen. It's easier. Folks out there, listen, on YouTube, it's hard for them to concentrate this morning. Hey, boy, I was going to listen to what he had to say, but the coffee pot's going off. Huh? Or we run out of coffee, got to make some more. Amen. I'm serious, folks. It's easy to get sidetracked. It's even easy for us sitting here in the church. Amen. Boy, I don't want to offend anybody, but that little old mind of ours, it wanders.
Yes.
Sitting on the pew.
Amen.
Brother Jeff's sitting there hollering, amen. And the whole time he's thinking, what can I get out of this to help me preach? Amen. Boy, if Brother Danny just, if he would just say this, if he'd inject this right now, my goodness, boy, why is he missing that? No, I don't know why I invited him back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I know you'd have to, or you're a liar. Amen. Our mind wanders. That's the reason God has the church to be focusing on anyone that's lost to come. And God gives us that privilege. And we do have a part. Why? We're His church. And God has ordained that His church take this part and do it. Now, God didn't save folks without the church. He's done it in the Bible days, and He's done it in our days. Amen. But He uses the church. Amen. The church will be the group that gets more done for Jesus than any other group. Amen. The church.
Right.
He says right here, and the Spirit and the bride say come. And then look what else it says. And let him that heareth say come.
Yeah.
Everybody that hears. Not everybody is the Spirit. As a matter of fact, none of us are the Spirit of God.
Right.
We have the Spirit of God. But we're not Him. Amen. Though we try to be Him in a lot of people's lives, even our own, you know, but we're not. But and we are the bride, but not everybody's the bride. Amen. And thank God, listen, so He even says, let those two, the Spirit and the bride, and then He says, and let him that heareth say come. Boy, isn't God, you know what God is saying to us? What the Lord is saying? I'm interested in souls being saved.
Right.
Why? How do you know that, brother? Because He's giving one more invitation.
Yes.
And He's saying, who all's involved in this invitation?
Right.
Come, come, come.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to come to church. This is not something new. This happens every time we're getting ready to come to church. But with our grandchildren, it's been a little bit different in this. They'll say, Papa, what do you want us to sing? And they'll tell me what they've been practicing, working on. And to be honest, a lot of times I tell them, because of their songs and the type of songs they sing, I know they're all going to be good.
Right.
And so I'll sing, you sing what you feel more comfortable singing. And you know what they're doing? They're interested in singing the right song.
Right.
I'm guilty because I want the right message.
Sure.
See?
Sure.
And we think it does matter about that, and I'm not sure that it does. I've thought about preaching the concordance. I think it would go over well. Amen. But I'm serious. We are concerned about this. Like it plays a very important... It does play an important role. Miss Pam is always... Folks, they're always telling her what they want her to sing, you know. Or I shouldn't say that. They're making a request. She don't pick out her songs. Every once in a while, I'll say to her, do you have a song on your heart? And usually when I ask her that, she does. Isn't it something how God works? But she asks me, or she lets me pick her songs out because I'm God. No. No. But you know what her concern is? It's like my concern. We want to say come in the right manner.
Right.
Amen? And here, just anyone that hears that is saved can say come.
Right.
What an invitation God's given.
Yeah.
What an invitation. I mean, God wants us all to participate. Do you understand? We sit around like, well, God ain't called me to preach. He hadn't called me to teach class. Can't sing a special. There ain't nothing for me to do in God's kingdom. I don't know why he even saved me. I can tell you why. He wants, first of all, to change that stinking attitude.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. But he has something for you to do.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. God's got something for every one of us to do. Well, what is it, Brother Danny? I've been trying to find out. Say, come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invite folks to come to Jesus.
Right. Right.
But I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. God says you can.
Yes.
God says so. I believe God for I believe you. And
right.
Please don't get
right.
mad. But he says so.
Yeah.
You say, but I don't know. I don't have a technique. That's the problem of some of us. We do, and we rely on our technique rather than the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes I think... Forgive me, Brother Jeff, this may be my last time here. It has nothing to do with COVID, amen? But listen, sometimes I think the worst thing we could do is teach a soul-winning class. Because after we get that under our belt, we know.
Sure.
We got it down. Amen? You know, when I first got saved, I probably have shared this. I've been here so many times, I should have shared it with you, amen? I don't want to hold back nothing. Amen. When I first got saved, I had this real good friend. I won't call his name out because I think he lives down in the Florida area, and I don't know how far or what and all that stuff. Anyway, he was my dear friend. You had one of those when you was in school? He was my dear friend. We done a lot of things together. And I just got saved, and I wanted my friend to get saved. So I invited him to church. Well, our church was having a tent revival. And we had a big old tent set up outside the church and meeting under it and having a hallelujah time. And my friend came that night. He's sitting beside of me, and we're sitting there, and the preacher's preaching. The same preacher was preaching that night as was the night I got saved, the evangelist. And he's preaching, and I'm thinking, yes, boy, this is good. Everything he's saying, I'm thinking, that's what he needs. That's what he needs. And the invitation came. And he's just standing there. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with you? You ought to go. Man, I mean, this is good. You ought to go. And my pocket went off. You ought to go. And this is exactly what you need to hear. And he just stood there. Well, I leaned over and I wanted to encourage him. I said, if you want to go down and pray, I'll go with you. And he said, okay. So we go down to the altar, and we kneel down in the altar, and I'm praying, God, save him, calling his name out in prayer, save him. And he's just there, and he's weeping a little bit, but that's it. And I said to him, I said, if you want to be saved, all you got to do is ask the Lord to save you. I said, just a few weeks ago, I did that, a couple of weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I did that, and I asked the Lord to save me, and he saved me. And he said, okay. And I heard him pray, or I heard him say those words and ask the Lord to save him because he's a sinner. And he got through, and I said, what happened? I'm so excited. I said, what happened? He said, I don't think anything did. And I said, did you pray? And he said, yeah, I heard him. I said, well, what happened? He said, I don't reckon nothing happened. What's supposed to happen? Well, sir, the invitation's going on and they're coming to an end. And I said, let's just go sit down. I just got saved. I wasn't a churchgoer. I don't know what to do. I'm up against a block wall. And I look down each side and the wall turns this way instead of yonder way. Amen. There's nowhere to turn. And so we go back and we stand through the rest of the invitation, and which was a long one. They used to give long invitations, amen, because they were serious. And so we're standing there. The service comes to an end, and I'm trying to talk to him as everybody's walking around, shaking hands and everything. And I don't know. The word I use is a Greek word. I'm bum-fuzzled. All right? And so I don't know what to do. So I think, this evangelist, he's preaching tonight. I got saved. He surely can help. And so I told my friend, I said, come on. And we go up front. Folks are shaking hands with the evangelist and all of that. And I said, let's just step over here and wait. We'll be patient. We'll wait. They get through talking, and the evangelist comes over. And, of course, he and I hug up because I did not like preachers till I got saved, and I fell in love with them. Amen. And so we hug up, and then I told him, I said, this is my friend. I introduced him, and I said, he came forward during the invitation, and I said, and prayed, but nothing happened. And so he began to talk to him, and he began to explain faith to him. And the young man got saved. And I mean really got saved. And I said, praise the Lord. But isn't it good that